Numbers 7. On the day when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle, and had anointed and consecrated it with all its furnishings, and had anointed and consecrated the altar with all its utensils, the leaders of Israel, heads of their ancestral houses, the leaders of the tribes, who were over those who were enrolled, made offerings. They brought their offerings before the Lord. 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen, a wagon for every 2 of the leaders, and for each one an ox. They presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord said to Moses,
"Accept these from them that they may be used in doing the service of the tent of meeting, and give them to the Levites, to each according to his service."
So Moses took the wagons and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 wagons and 4 oxen he gave to the Gershonites, according to their service. And 4 wagons and 8 oxen he gave to the Merarites, according to their service, under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. But to the Kohathites he gave none, because they were charged with the care of the holy things that had to be carried on the shoulders. The leaders also presented offerings for the dedication of the altar at the time when it was anointed. The leaders presented their offering before the altar. The Lord said to Moses,
"They shall present their offerings, 1 leader each day, for the dedication of the altar."
The one who presented his offering the first day was Nashon, son of Amminadab of the tribe of Judah.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Nashon, son of Amminadab. On the second day, Nethanel, son of Zur, the leader of Issachar, presented an offering.
He presented for his offering 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old as a burnt offering, 1 male goat as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Nethanel, son of Zur. On the third day, Eliab, son of Helon, the leader of the Zebulunites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Eliab, son of Helon. On the fourth day, Eliezer, son of Shedeur, the leader of the Reubenites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Eliezer, son of Shedeur. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai, the leader of the Simeonites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. On the sixth day, Eliasaph, son of Deuel, the leader of the Gadites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour, mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels, full of incense. 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering. 1 male goat for a sin offering. And for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Eliasaph, son of Deuel. On the seventh day, Elishama, son of Ammihud, the leader of the Ephraimites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Elishama, son of Ammihud. On the eighth day, Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, leader of the Manassites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. On the ninth day, Abidan, son of Gideoni, the leader of the Benjaminites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Abidan, son of Gideoni. On the tenth day, Ahiezer, son of Ammishaddai, the leader of the Danites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Ahiezer, son of Ammishaddai. On the 11th day, Pagiel, son of Ochran, the leader of the Asherites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering. 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Pagiel, son of Ochran. On the 12th day, Ahira, son of Enan, the leader of the Naphtalites.
His offering was 1 silver plate weighing 130 shekels, 1 silver basin weighing 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of choice flour mixed with oil for a grain offering, 1 golden dish weighing 10 shekels, full of incense, 1 young bull, 1 ram, 1 male lamb a year old for a burnt offering, 1 male goat for a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of well-being, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 male lambs a year old.
This was the offering of Ahira, son of Enan. This was the dedication offering for the altar at the time when it was anointed from the leaders of Israel.
12 silver plates, 12 silver basins, 12 golden dishes, each silver plate weighing 130 shekels, and each basin 70. All the silver of the vessels 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 golden dishes full of incense, weighing 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the dishes being 120 shekels. All the livestock for the burnt offering, 12 bulls, 12 rams, 12 male lambs a year old with their grain offering, and 12 male goats for a sin offering, and all the livestock for the sacrifice of well-being, 24 bulls, the rams 60, the male goats 60, the male lambs a year old 60.
This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. When Moses went into the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he would hear the voice speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the Ark of the Covenant, from between the two cherubim. Thus it spoke to him.